Gold Central Victoria, the wake-up call. Robbo and Steve, doing it all thanks to Aviva Communities, Bendigo for over 55's retirement lifestyle living. Time to catch up with Bendigo Police as we do around this time each week. Senior Sergeant Tim Douglas joins us this morning. Tim, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So the National Firearms Amnesty has come into play now. Just how many guns are out there, do you think?
Look, I don't have the exact figures with me this morning, but look, it's something that's obviously a concern to Victoria Police and the wider community, hence the National Amnesty, which kicked off on the 1st of July.
Now, that's a permanent one, as I understand it. So from now on, if you have an unwanted firearm or something that Grandad brought home that's not registered, it's time to hand it in.
It is. Look, we're encouraging all members of the public to hand in any unwanted firearms without any delay to ensure that they don't end up in the wrong hands.
So I would think, Tim, that there'd be a lot of people who might have an unregistered firearm for whatever reason, and they think, yep. Oh, I don't really want to take that down to the police station. Who knows what they might do? Is there another way of bringing that firearm back into the system?
Look, we actually encourage people to hand them in at their local firearms dealer. It's an amnesty, so there's no repercussions on anyone who may wish to hand any firearms. The easiest way is to go in and hand them in at your local firearms dealer. If not, you can make an appointment to bring them down to the police station and we'll dispose of them that way.
Yeah, I guess it's very... you've got to be very careful. You don't want people just wandering into police stations with guns, you know. It's not yep. ideal by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, look, if you can't get to a dealer... Please bring up the police station. We'll certainly take care of them from this end. We have a district firearms officer, Mark Wilkinson, that works out of the police station here. So I've got a number here I can give to everyone if they want to ring him and make an appointment to hand them in down here.
Yeah, sure. We'll get that in a minute before we before you leave us. So what if somebody has an old gun, unregistered, but, you know, it has historical value or whatever, and they want to then go through the process of registering it? Can they still do that?
They can. Again, if they already have an existing firearms license, they can make those applications through, again, their local firearms dealer, or give our local district firearms officer at Bendigo Police Station a call, and we can help put them on the right track.
So, what happens if you've got a gun that you've known about, or you found at Grandad's, or it was Grandad's, and you want to keep that? You can actually register that to your own license if you have one, can you?
Yeah. Look, I don't have the specifics, but there's a number of ways you can have a collector's license and so forth. Or if you do have a license, you can make application to have that firearm registered into your name.
Mm.
And I guess the other thing that we should remember too is that a lot of people would have perhaps a gun in their possession, as Steve said, through, you know, Grandad or whatever. Mm. It's not like everyone who has one that's not registered is up to no good. A lot of it is just, I guess, circumstance as well, but it's an opportunity to put things right.
Exactly. Look, you know, it's a potential risk having firearms out there in the community that aren't registered. But look, if we get them registered, well, then we're able to account for them and try and track them down if they are correctly registered. If they're not, well, we don't know where they are and we can't account for them.
Yeah. Now, Tim, what was the number then to contact if people want to find out more?
Yeah, so we have a district firearms officer, Senior Constable Mark Wilkinson, and he works out of the police station here at Bendigo. His number's 544-81-306, and he'd be more than happy to help and assist anyone with any inquiries or if they want to hand their firearms in or make an application to have firearms registered into their names, etc.
Yeah. Well, we'll put that on our website as well, so if people do need to yep. take advantage of that, they can certainly do so. And just before you leave us, I mean, we've still seen a couple of fatalities, but I see a report in the Addy today that overall, during the school holidays, certainly in Central Victoria, police been reasonably happy with what we're seeing on the roads.
Yeah, look, that's correct. I know just being out and about on the weekend around Bendigo, there's definitely a lot of holiday makers in town and a lot more traffic on the road. But look, touch wood, we've had a really good first half of the school holidays and the message seems to be getting through where people are, you know, they're taking a break when they're out driving and adhering to the speed limits and road rules. And let's hope it goes on for the next second half of the school holidays and we can remain fatality free.
Yeah. Terrific stuff. Tim, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and we shall talk soon. Thank you.
Great. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Senior Sergeant Tim Douglas from Bendigo Police. So on the wake-up call, it's Gold Central Victoria.